Good morning, Gwen.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. So I feel like you're like up there with like the Madonnas and Cher's. When we say Gwen, we don't have to say Stefani. But
oh my God.
I mean, we should say Stefani because your tour is coming back to Las Vegas and we're so excited about this.
Me too. I swear. I just try to like understand that all these years is, you know, have gone by and I'm fast forwarded in time and I have a show in Vegas called Just a Girl and it's my own show and it's so different from touring. It's so like I feel like I would have never been able to do this before. Like I had to get to this point of doing all those other tours, all that music, all the shows, everything I've done to be able to do this show because it's such a different kind of thing where people are flying in from all around the world, like buying a ticket, getting on a plane, getting a hotel room, and then coming to see me, and it's such an amazing, like, nostalgic moment. Do you know what I'm saying? It's so different, and I love it so much. I love being up on stage. I love doing the show, and I hope everybody comes to see this next leg in July.
Now, I know you don't know me, but I obviously know you. I grew up in Anaheim. I'm a little bit younger.
You did?
Yeah, I grew up in Anaheim. I went to Cal State Fullerton for college.
Whoa.
And I heard that you had performed there early in your career. And now you have this huge residency in Las Vegas. And now I get to talk to you. It's so incredible.
And I get to talk to you. And I just, it's so weird because I remember being like, at Cal State Fullerton. So I went to Cypress College first, then I transferred to like Fullerton Junior College, then I finally got enough like points or whatever to get like to transfer to Cal State Fullerton, which was like a huge deal because all my friends were going there, everybody in the band was going there, and I wanted to go to like a real college, you know what
right.
I mean? So like I got there and I remember being there like, oh, we do these noontime concerts and you know you go there and it's like an outdoor area
right.
And everybody would play and you'd see them. Anyways, No Doubt was going to get to play that, and we played it and it was so big that like they had to kind of like stop. Like the grass was gone afterwards. Like
yeah.
They pitted and it was like crazy, and you could tell there was like something happening with our band where we were starting to like something was magical and we were getting bigger and bigger. And I went back to class like the next day, you know, at my college, and people were like passing their peaches down to get like autographs. I was like, okay, this is weird. Like I'm in class with you. You can't ask me for an autograph. Like,
the pass autograph. The answers, man.
Yeah.
Don't pass an autograph.
You said the autograph back, like, also, what's number two?
Yeah, and then fast forward, and they gave me my own Vegas show. Like, I'm like, what? Like, it's just hard to wrap your head around the whole thing. And also, at that time, when we were doing those shows, that is when I just wrote Just a Girl, and Just a Girl was like, I had written that song like a year before it came out. And you could tell, like, when we would do the concerts, that song, even though it wasn't like nobody had a recording of it, it would still elevate. Like, people could be like, I don't know, you could tell that they knew that that was like a special song, even though they didn't even know the words or anything. It was just bizarre.
Yeah. Do you miss that beginning, like, phase of your career where it's like you're just battling, you're sleeping in your car?
I don't miss that at all. I feel like it's, I did so much of it. Like, I don't miss even touring, really. I mean, there's something about touring that is great where you get in a rhythm and it's just sort of like, it's almost like being on a fast where you like, you hate it and you love it because you know you're going to get to the end. You only have 60 more shows to go and you're like, ah, like, how am I going to do this? And there's something great about that. But I think the thing I love about being in Vegas is it's kind of like these little chunks of time because, you know, when you're a mom, that takes over your life. Like, that is everything. So to be able to do it, even be able to get on stage at this point in my life with those kids, like, it's just such a blessing. And it's such an outlet for me to be able to go from, like, okay, like, I've been studying this test all morning with my son, like, cramming before he went to school this morning. I'm like, I did my school. Like, why am I learning about Confucius this morning? But to be able to get up there on stage and kind of relive my life, because I feel like the show is really a boiled down version of my life. Like, it goes through every phase. It goes through, you know, where I'm at now in Vegas, and then it goes back in time to the No Doubt days, and it goes through like the Harajuku world, and then it goes through the heartache, and then it goes into like, yay, I'm in love and I'm happily ever after. So that's kind of what the show is. So when I get up there, it's really rewarding because it's a reminder of like how much I've been through through and how many blessings, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Nick and I are married and we just recently had a daughter. She's 6 months old. And as a mom, like, I just think it's incredible that you're still doing this. And it's incredible for me because now I don't have to stand for 4 hours in a pit somewhere. I can have a nice seat in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I can go to the huge merch.
You can still be
merch
in the pit in Vegas, though, if you want.
That's true. I would leave the baby with a babysitter. But they have that big merchandising thing outside of the theater that's going to be filled with Gwen Stefani stuff now. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah. You're so lucky you have a six-month-old. That is the greatest.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's what they keep telling us, but every time I change a diaper, I keep going, are you sure this
you're
is
gonna
the best?
You're going to miss it. You will miss those diapers.
Well, Gwen Stefani is going to be, of course, in Vegas at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino at the Zappos Theater. And tickets and VIP packages are on sale right now, including meet and greets. What? You could meet Gwen Stefani? That's insane. So all you have to do is go to Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, thank you. I the meet and greets are actually been very rewarding for me because you have to think about it. Like, in my life, like, I just go on with my life. I have my regular life. Like, I don't really think about anything outside of, you know, my kids and what I'm doing. So when I actually meet the people that have, you know, come to see me and it's like a meet and greet, I kind of dread it. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I got to go meet 150 people before I go on stage. Like, this is like, you want it to be great for them, you know? And it's like a long day and it's kind of like you just, I'm being honest, like you're like, oh, I got to go do this right now. But then, like, you're there and it's so intense and you're meeting people that have, like, I don't know, they've been impacted so much by the music and they relate so much to you and there's this connection, this exchange of love. You're just like, it really brings everything to like this reality of how intense and how much like power is in the music that I've written. And it's been really amazing to meet people before the show and meeting like a grandma who, like, she's literally a cool grandma, like she looks, but she's a grandma, like, and she literally brought her granddaughter, and her granddaughter's a huge fan, and she's 10 years old, and you're like, how do you even know my music? Like, pretty amazing. So all that's been pretty great.
Yeah, I can imagine how many women you've inspired over the years. You were the first, like, that I can remember in the last 20 years that has come out, and you've lived by the just a girl attitude, and it's like so huge right now. It's all coming together, but you've always been like go girl in your whole career, and so I can imagine how many women you've impacted that have grown up that are now like grandmas and moms that are like, you know, so and now you're going to be teaching them on The Voice. So it's insane. We're running out of time, but I just want to say congratulations on The Voice. We can't wait to watch you, you know, pick the next Gwen.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't believe I get to be back on the show. It's going to be so fun. And I think we're starting to shoot in like 3 weeks. Yeah. I literally just found out that I'm doing it. So it's kind of, I love when that kind of stuff happens. And every single season that I've been invited on the show, it's been the same way. It's like, okay, can you do it? Yeah, okay, here we go. I guess I'm going to have to find a babysitter because I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't
exactly
plan on, my poor kids are getting out of school. I'm going to be like, okay, we're on set. Hi. But it's pretty exciting, and I think it's just like a real blessing, and I love being around all the music, and it's just a really inspiring environment, so it's going to be great, and it will fuel my fire for my show, I'm sure, in Vegas.
Well, tickets are on sale now, ticketmaster.com/Gwen. Go get your tickets right now. Gwen, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, guys. Kiss that little girl for me.
Will do.
Okay, bye.